The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State visits Northwestern on Saturday, a 3:30 Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We can go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. So I kind of have a little bit of a hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a little bit different of a question. There's a couple teams in the Big Ten right now, coaches who are in their third year, who are struggling a little bit with year three. And then you have a former defensive coordinator at Pittsburgh, Pat Narduzzi, who's also starting to go through those year three transitions, I suppose. And as I was going back through your history, your third year was also a little bit of that. You guys went 9-4 in your second year, then you dipped down to 6-7, and then the next year you guys won, I think, 10 or 11 games. So you made a big jump. When you look back on that year three and your tenure at Michigan State, what do you recall about it, and are there challenges in that third year that are similar to the first year?
Well, I think there's always, you know, when you're coaching at this level, there are always going to be challenges. You know, 2009 was a challenge. We had a young football team in a lot of regards, and I think college football teams go through that cycle. You know, you lose players, you lose a quarterback that started for you for a while, or you have a new quarterback coming in. As I remember in 2009, Kirk Cousins was a redshirt sophomore, and Keith Nicol actually played as well at quarterback, so they, you know, one guy was playing and then they switched up. So there wasn't the consistency throughout the season probably that you wanted, although we were very competitive in every football game, and we had a great defense and we lost some games. But I think what in a lot of ways what you go through when there are difficult situations prepares you for the future. And that's what I learned, and I think that's what I think all coaches probably learn, is that, you know, there's no easy road to the top, and there's always going to be some tough challenges and some difficult years that you have to go through. But at the end of it all, it should make your football team stronger, and it should prepare you a little bit more as a coach too, because, you know, you're not always going to be on top of the world.
Are there challenges that come with a relatively young and inexperienced team that are unique to coaching those kind of teams, like the one that you had in 09?
Yeah, I think that there's always challenges. Every football team takes on its own personality as the season progresses, and you know, whether it's a personality where it's not as confident or a very confident team, I think there's just differences. You know, you sort of grow after your first game, and you continue to grow with the experiences. When you have a young football team, every game is a new experience. And you hope that at some point in time they start to become used to the pressures.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Paul Banks with Sports Bank.
Hi, Coach. Last year's game versus Northwestern had 94 combined points, and the outlook for this week is pretty much less than half that. Just given a contrast like that from year to year, where would you say the tempo of this game is going to be? Do you think it's going to be high scoring or low scoring or in the middle?
Well, I don't know. I'm just concerned about scoring one more point than Northwestern, really. I mean, you know, we've had great football games with them. Last year might have been a little bit uncharacteristic, but we've had some like that before with them too. So we're just going to have to wait to see, because I have no knowledge of that. I know that what we're trying to do, we're trying to make it high scoring on one end and low scoring on the other, and that's the way we'd like to keep it. But, you know, they'll have a plan too.
Your starting quarterback, that was his first start last year. How much have you seen him, how much have you seen Brian really grow since then?
Well, I think he's grown immensely. He's a year deeper into our playbook and basically the offensive terminology and things conceptually. He also has game experience, big game experience, which is invaluable, I think, for a quarterback. So that was his first game starting last year. You know, he played well the first quarter, and then the second quarter he sort of faded a little bit, so he went with the older guy. But I think what you'll see now is a guy that's a little bit more seasoned and more confident and has a better understanding in terms of what he has to do on a you know, play in and play out basis.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.